The US Special Envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan has urged European and Muslim nations to do more to help the millions of Pakistani refugees. Richard Holbrooke made the comment while visiting camps housing those who fled Pakistan's military offensive against the Taliban in the Swat Valley. On Friday, Holbrooke is expected to meet Pakistan's army chief to discuss the future of Swat after the military operation ends.
I think it's absolutely crucial that the government reestablish security so these people can get back. They can't stay in this camp through the summer. This cannot harden into a permanent refugee facility of the sort we're so familiar with in so many parts of the world.
In Yemen, security forces used tear gas to break up protests in the city of Lahij on Thursday. Three people were injured in the demonstrations, while another five were arrested. It's the latest in a series of confrontations between security forces and separatist groups in the country's south. A demonstration by students and teachers in Chile's capital has been broken up by police after it turned violent. Police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse the crowd. An unknown number of demonstrators was also arrested and taken away. 80,000 public school teachers have been on strike for 3 weeks following the breakdown of talks between the government and unions over bonus payments.